My thoughts on the Kaseya breach coming up on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone out there in MSP land. If you're wondering what has taken us so long, and I mean a week since the events last Friday started to unravel, we have been following this situation from the very beginning, and we decided not to make a lot of public statements. We've spoken to the press, and we've spoken to a lot of people actually, but we haven't made any public comments. We haven't done a podcast specifically about this. We wanted to wait. We wanted to give a little bit of time, let things settle. But it's clear to me now that, you know, 1 week after this became generally, I guess, known, we need to start the dialogue, and it's going to be difficult. It's definitely going to be difficult, but it needs to happen, and we need to say some things. And I'll say at the beginning, I'm not going to make this an anti-Kaseya type of a thing, because that's not going to help anything. There's been a lot of data breaches involving a lot of different MSP tool vendors over the years, and so if we mention them, we mention them only because it's helpful for us to learn and to improve as a profession. We certainly appreciate the stress and the difficult times that our friends over at Kaseya are going through right now, but we have to be very honest, brutally honest about what happened. We have to have a good assessment of that in order to make changes that are helpful for us. And I'm reminded of the immortal words of Doug Adams, wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that seem very appropriate right now, which is don't panic. And I sense that there's, if not panic, then there's certainly the beginnings of irrational behavior. And I'm not talking about the MSPs. I mean, the MSPs I'm talking to are on one hand, they're, concerned, they're worried, they are, wondering if it's going to happen to them, if they weren't impacted by this. And then on the other hand, they're outright angry. They're upset. They are wanting answers. They're wanting change. And there's probably a bunch of people in the middle as well. But to say that this hasn't impacted the entirety of the MSP community worldwide would be an understatement and a mistake. This has brought the spotlight on to all of us, and deservedly so. The customer community, a lot of different communities, demand answers. They may not like what they hear. There is probably a good amount of accountability on those organizations as well. There's a lot of stuff that's going to have to change if we're going to learn from this event. But the main point is don't panic and don't make bad decisions as a result of that panic. That is the main thing that I would caution and urge to everyone, even myself. Let's think about this. Let's let the dust settle. Let's really figure out what exactly happened, and let's start to formulate reasonable, common sense solutions to this problem. And I've got some random thoughts I'm going to share with you. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, because this is just such a monumental issue that touches on a variety of things: legal, security, public policy, data privacy, legislative, insurance. There's so many facets to this that it's going to take some time to really put it all in perspective and deal with it all. We will certainly be talking to our friend Rob Scott probably in a couple days' time and get his perspective from a legal perspective, what potential reaction there could be. And mark my words, there's going to be some legal fallout to this. I think you can pretty much count on that. And we're going to get Rob's input on that and what he thinks some of the larger issues might be related to this. But let me just give you some of my kind of not so random, somewhat in order thoughts about this. When I first heard the news, I read the report and the news report, and the first thing I thought of was, I'm reading this in a mainstream news publication. I'm not reading about it in CRN. I'm not reading it about it in the tech channel. And that was my first tip off that this is going to be big, right? Well, anytime news of our industry escapes the internal tech channel, that means that it is resonating with the people who don't live and breathe technology. That's number one. The other thing is that this is going to impact and is impacting everybody. It's impacting MSPs. It's certainly impacting customers. It's definitely going to impact not just Kaseya, but it's impacting all the other vendors. This is not a Kaseya specific issue, nor problem, nor responsibility. This will not and cannot just be a Kaseya problem. This is going to be a ongoing discussion that involves every single supply chain vendor to the managed services community. And that means hundreds and hundreds, if not in the thousands, of organizations that deliver goods or services to MSPs, ultimately that get passed on down to customers. So it's going to involve a number of different parties. And it's going to, lastly, I'm going to throw in here the legislative community as well. Just a few days ago, I think we posted our episode here in the MSP Zone about the four states that have just passed kind of ransomware regulation, including Pennsylvania, which is doing a version of the Louisiana law in terms of putting some MSP-specific guidance in place for that state. So you've got a lot of legislative bodies here in the United States, but also globally, who are undoubtedly looking at this and may have already been looking at MSPs and wanting to act, who are certainly are going to feel compelled to act. And my first guidance, I think, should be brought to bear here, which is don't panic and don't act rashly. There's already a gross level of misunderstanding about managed services and what MSPs do by people in legislative and public policy positions. And it doesn't mean that they're stupid. They're not stupid people. They're just ignorant and uneducated about the particulars of a profession that for many, many decades has been obscured. Not by our own design, but most people just have not cared about technology, right? They never bothered to pay attention to all the things that go on to make life happen, fueled by technology and IT. And my guidance for all those legislative bodies yes, you're going to have to act. Yes, you can make things worse. You can absolutely make things worse if you act rashly and without knowledge. We, the MSP Alliance and the MSP community of 30,000 plus members that we represent, are very willing to come to the discussion table and bring these issues to bear and discuss what we think needs to be done. But again, there's some good things that need to happen, and there are some decidedly bad things that could happen that would not only undermine the larger problems, they would exacerbate them. They would make them worse. And while you may have some short lived good feelings that you have acted, that you passed something into a law or you passed a bill. If it's not the right legislation, it could, like I said, make things worse, not better. And that's nothing that anyone wants. Moving beyond the impacted parties, the first goal here is obviously to get, Kaseya VSA up and running, the on-premise version of those of that software, and to get those customers, if there were any customers impacted, made whole again. Now, the good news, maybe it's a silver lining, I don't know. I've talked to a number of MSPs, not a number, a lot of MSPs this week, and many of them who use Kaseya. And the message I'm getting is, hey, yeah, we heard about it. We were notified about it pretty early on, but we shut it down. And guess what? We were not impacted and our customers were not impacted. Now, I'm going to say this for the record. I am not saying that there wasn't any harm done to the MSP. I'm not saying there was harm done to the customer. I don't know. But what I'm saying is there's a difference between the data breach and other legal obligations that have suddenly befallen these MSPs, even if they didn't have an actual ransomware incident with them or their customers. That doesn't mean that there wasn't harm. But I'm looking at it from that's a legal vantage point. I'm looking at it from just an industry standpoint. If a customer was not impacted by ransomware, that's a good thing. And I'm talking to a lot of Kaseya partners who are saying, yeah, we heard about it, we shut it down, but we remained operational, and our customers, thank goodness, were not impacted. Now, I'm talking to a lot of MSP verified companies. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know, but we're talking to a lot of people as well who are outside the MSP verified community, and we're hearing some stuff from them as well about. I talked to an MSP the other day just randomly on an unrelated matter, and the very first thing that the sales rep told me was, "Hey, I just to let you know, we are a Kaseya partner, and we were impacted by this breach." And it was a very stark reminder to me about how widespread this issue has become. But the first thing is we need to get things back up and operational. Then we need to start to really understand what went wrong and how to prevent it from happening again, or to how to prevent it from happening in other vendor ecosystems. And I think this is going to be a shot across the bow to the other big three who are out there, who you have to wonder what they're going through right now, which is that they had better be hardening very fast all of their internal security and making sure that this same method of attack is not possible in their ecosystems. I would hope that has already taken place, but if it hasn't, shame on you. But I'm guessing that they've already done that. Kaseya is going to have to face some reckoning, right? They're going to have to disclose kind of what happened. They're going to have to, share what failed, where was the breakdown, how did it get in. And let's leave the door open for reasonableness, that maybe everything was done that could have been done, and that this is just a serious group of people who wanted to do bad things, and they were hell-bent on doing it, and they were successful. That is an entire possibility, right? It doesn't always have to be that someone was at fault. It could very well be the fault of the actors. Let's never forget that. There was a group of bad people in this. There are definite bad people here. Whether Kaseya did everything they could have, we will see. We will certainly see. There are also some larger industry issues that we have been talking about for decades. And the biggest I told you so is coming, and I don't care. You're going to listen to it because we've been saying it for well over 10, 15 years now. at MSP World conferences, on webinars, on conference calls with our members, we have been talking about the position that the MSPs have in the ecosystem today of not only maintaining IT infrastructure, but protecting IT infrastructure and the data belonging to their customers. And the position that MSPs have been placed, both by the insurance industry that does not fully understand how to assess risk, how to categorize risk for MSPs, and then the horrifically drafted legal agreements between vendors and the MSPs has to stop. It just has to stop today. This can't go on where the MSP is placed in the unenviable position of being the almost sole entity standing in between their customer and everybody who wants to do them harm. And on top of that position of safeguarding their customers' data and infrastructure and IT resources, they then have to deal with a contract that says, oh, you, the MSP, are entirely responsible for everything that you're doing with your customer. And if I'm delivering a piece of software to you or a service, software as a service it could be, you have no rights to regain any financial remuneration from us if we are at fault, or if we are at fault, you're limited to 6 months or 12 months or whatever the term of the payments due and nothing more. Or a blanket exclusion of liability that says the MSP is entirely responsible for everything and the vendor has no culpability whatsoever. That's got to stop. That's got to stop. I mean, if it takes every single MSP banding together and sending in a notice to their vendor saying, we want this to change or we're going to stop using your technology, maybe it needs to come to that. I don't know. But something needs to happen. We've hit an inflection point where there's only so much pressure that the MSP can take before that pressure is going to seek an alternate outlet. And, you know, I'm hearing some really bad, you know, ideas being floated. I'm hearing some ideas of, you know, changing the way that the customer interacts with the MSP, meaning that, you know, let's turn off, you know, RMM systems. No, that's not a good idea. That's a bad idea. That's back to the don't panic and don't make foolish decisions, right? You don't want to start to hamstring the very and sometimes the only entities that are standing in the middle of the good guys and the bad guys. You don't want to do that. We want to make the job of the MSP easier, not more difficult. I'll say that again. The outcome of this should be to make the job of the MSP easier, not more difficult. So the solution is a revisiting of how risk is allocated between vendor, MSP, and customer. And yes, I'm gonna start pointing the finger at the customers out there because I know for a fact that there are plenty of customers out there who don't do nearly as much as they should in terms of getting their internal IT secured. And it's not because they've never been told. It's because they didn't like the price tag of the proposal, or they thought that it was going to be too inconvenient, or they had some other reason why they didn't want to do something that would make their internal systems more resilient to a ransomware or other cyber attack. And then they start complaining about these events when they read about them and they say, well, you know, you, the MSP, are causing me risk. Well, in that scenario, no. You, the customer, are causing you risk. You are the cause of the risk. The MSP is just trying to step in and set things right. They're trying to make you better. But you have to participate in your own survival. You, the customer, need to actively engage with your MSP and listen to what they're trying to tell you. And if it's too much money, then maybe you're in the wrong MSP. I don't know. Maybe you just need to be honest with them. Maybe you need to be honest with yourself and say, there's a price tag for being in a connected world. And this isn't 20 years ago when you can just skate by with just putting up a server with no firewall and just saying, hey, we're going to let it connect to the internet. And, we'll let the chips fall where they may. Those days are gone. You connect a device to the internet, you're responsible for it. And the MSPs can do quite a lot, but they need your participation in order to get the benefit of their wisdom and their experience and all of their resources. So this is going to be a very big discussion. It's not going to be an easy one, as I said. It's not going to be something that's just going to be quick. It's going to be a long-term discussion. And we're going to have some specific changes. And we will have some definitive, immediate, near-term recommendations. Mark my words. I mean, you're going to see that coming out in days or weeks, not months. And I've already alluded to some of this, right? I've alluded to the fact that the contracts and the insurance and that balancing between MSP customer and MSP vendor is going to change. It's going to change. And all of you vendors out there that you sell to MSPs, you're going to need to really start looking at your service provider licensing agreements, your SPLAs or your EULAs, and you're going to really have to understand what the Kaseya event has done and reevaluate potentially. Maybe you're already doing the right thing. If so, great. But if you're not, you would be well served to look at your agreements and start looking at it with a new lens, because you're going to start to have a lot of MSPs who are going to push back that agreement, even if you have the best tech in the world. I don't care how good it is. If it's slick, if you got the greatest marketing people and salespeople and you got MSPs lined up around the block to buy your stuff, when it comes to that agreement being signed, you're going to start to have a lot more education and educated MSPs pushing back and saying, why is this limitation of liability clause still in this agreement? Why is that there? Because it shouldn't be there. And I'm not going to sign it, and I'm not going to pay you a cent unless we have an equitable relationship. And those are the moments that we've been talking about and warning about for 21 years, and it's finally here. So, again, we've got a lot of friends over at Kaseya. I know they're under a lot of pressure, and we've got a lot of friends in other vendor organizations. And this is not a us versus them situation. The vendors are completely part of this ecosystem and part of this family in managed services. You know, the MSPs can't do it without them. But this is a watershed moment where we need to recalibrate. We need to reevaluate how things are being done, and it takes a big moment like this to force necessary introspective change. And that type of change isn't always comfortable or easy, but I would hope that the change that we elect for and want and ultimately get is good change. Change for the better. Change that makes the MSP community stronger, more resilient, more effective, and more capable than ever before of serving the many varied needs of customers by the tens and tens of thousands all over the world. Those are the customers that ultimately we need to be mindful of and be in service of. And I hope that those are that is the outcome. I hope that's the outcome that we all keep in mind as we go through this difficult period in the next coming weeks and months. There's a lot more to say, but that's I think all that I got today that I'm willing to share. We'll keep track in this situation. We are talking to everybody. We're talking to legislative organizations. We're talking to other public entities, public agencies. We're talking to MSPs and vendors all over the place. If you have information that you would like to share with us, if you want to be part of the dialogue, certainly let us know. I mean, this is not going to be a unilateral discussion by any means. It's going to involve all the MSPs. It's going to involve all the vendors. So if you want to participate, we would love to have you. If you want to join the program, if you want to just let your voice be heard publicly or anonymously, we'll respect either way. Send us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. Give us a call. You know, if you have my personal email, you can email me. But we would love to hear from you regardless, because your perspective is always valuable. And we will get through this. I am very confident of that. We will get through this. Keep this in mind as a final parting thought. The attack on Kaseya serves one crystal clear reminder for me. It shows how important MSPs are, that they would target a leading MSP tool vendor is undeniable proof of the importance, the widespread importance that MSPs play in not just the United States, not just in Canada, not just in Europe, but all over the world. MSPs are everywhere. Very powerful group, the MSPs. And that should tell us something. And if we unite, if we get together on this, we can make the industry better, and we can certainly learn from this and become stronger, more resilient, better defended against these attacks in the future. We can do a lot of good. A lot of good change can come from this if we allow it. And that's my hopeful thought as we end this episode of MSP Zone and let you guys go off into doing whatever you're doing. Definitely keep in touch. We will keep in touch with you and keep you informed of any late-breaking news or insights or movements that we see within the industry. But as always, stay safe. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let anyone tell you that what you're doing as an MSP is unimportant, because that's certainly the furthest from the truth. And we will get through this together as a single, united group. Charles Weaver with MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.